Paul, you've been threatening to do that for a while. Must be very pleased.
Yeah, of course. I think in general, you probably agree. I'm quite hard to please. Tonight, I'm struggling really to find much to complain about. I'm disappointed Andy Monkhouse has had to come off. But other than that, I don't think it could have gone much better.
Started really well and scored after 9 minutes. Well taken goal.
Yeah, I mean, certainly against Gateshead, we started well, albeit for, a mistake. We did start on the front foot, and we asked that again of the players tonight, given Halifax's current, form and probably mental state. We wanted to not try and give him anything to really hang that on, and got in front then. I think when Andy got his injury, just for a short while, the game sort of stuttered a little. They had their lad injured as well. But once we got the second, I think from then on, we really pushed on. And I think probably overall the most pleasing thing for me is the second half performance. It's not always easy. At half-time, 4-0 up, realistically the game's won. To keep that intensity and desire to go and get more goals, that was what was asked at half-time. But I've certainly been stood there, not too many times, but a few times, and then second half, nothing really happens. But, we got another 3 goals and could have had more. So that and the clean sheet in the second half, that was another challenge laid out to the players, and we defended well. I don't think we really looked like conceding. One deflected effort, perhaps. So it's a good night for us.
Paragammon scored 4. I think he was involved in the other 3 goals as well. Must be very pleased with him coming back tonight.
Yeah, I liked his first goal. For me, that was the pick of him. Because I thought we'd been unlucky, Omar's header. I thought he was just going to go dead, and then next minute the ball's in the back of the net. And even from sat in the stand, I didn't really almost see it happening. And that's certainly one of his strengths. But both front men, being out of the team at various points, sometimes I think players need reminders of things. Now, they've made it extremely difficult for me to leave them out on Saturday, first and foremost. But it is literally one game at a time. But I have to say, credit to them both. They did the sort of tireless work at times that I'm after, got hold of the ball much better, both of them, and ultimately they did the bit that I'm sure I know they can both do, which is score goals.
Just an interview with Podjamin, which he says he understands why he was left out and it's done him some good, but could you just explain to the fans again why they've had to wait for them to come together as a partnership?
I think JP came in and scored 3-3, hit the post in the other game that would have given him 4 out of 4. And as I said recently, I think he's the best in the air at the club at the minute in terms of a striking position. And just different attributes. As I said, I'm looking for... What I want them both to do is be the best centre-forwards that they can be. And to do that is often other aspects of the game that they need to try and improve on. We had Podge... We had a good chat yesterday, and I'd said I hadn't made my mind up at that point yesterday, which I hadn't. We spoke about parts of his game that he needs to improve on, and that I'm looking for him to get better at. He's not 18, 19, but I think he understands that. And the good thing is he's willing to listen and try and take it on board. Prior to getting the injury, he had had a couple of games where he'd held the ball up better as well. And he had mentioned that that's a reason why he hadn't been in the team at previous club. So, I'm not trying to pick up on something that hasn't been mentioned to him before. Just trying to get that importance. The finishers, like I said, his first one and probably the third one in particular just shows his qualities. But his all-round play tonight was very good.
What's Andy Monkhouse's injury?
He's the doc went down and he said it's more he's just jarred it and it'll be bruised, at the joint for a few days. So we'll see. I'm hoping that that's all it is. But a couple of days, obviously, we're on Tuesday. Whether or not he can train Thursday ahead of us travelling down to Tokyo on Friday remains to be seen. Gave an opportunity to Marshy, and I think once he'd sort of got up to the tempo of the game, we had some good moments in the game also.
Mentioned injuries, got to pick out Craig Disley tonight, who on Saturday looked like he'd done about five rounds with Lennox Lewis, but you thought then he's never going to play, but being Disley, of course he did.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it wasn't a question. He was going out there whether he liked it or not. But in fairness to Diz, I don't think he questioned it. My only slight issue was if his eye had been closed still at that point, which would have made it difficult. Thankfully, it wasn't. You know, we just looked a bit gooey around there, and like you said, a bit of bruising. But he's, you know, you saw him there. He didn't shy out of any headers. The concern was his booking. So, as you know, the game was won at 5-0. Was to get him off, and it gave me a chance to get Brownie some minutes. And I think again, in a short time, I saw all the bits that I like about Brownie, which is an enthusiasm that he brings to the game. You know, he reminds me of almost that kid in the playground that, you know, just loves the game, puts his foot in, and has got quality on the ball, which he showed for Podgers. I think that was for his fourth. So delighted to get him. You know, I'm not getting carried away. He's not back in terms of, you know, if he's listens to this interview, you'll not be starting on Saturday, but it's great to get him back out there, and I think the fans were pleased to see him also.
And Connor Townsend came in and played like he'd never been away?
Slightly. I get what you mean. All I would say, I think it's a better Connor Townsend than we had, which he should be, you know, let's be honest about it. But he brought a composure, he brought a quality, he brought a drive still to get forward. You know, both fullbacks, you know, I felt for Tatey. I don't know if he's going to get too many better opportunities to score. But just that willingness to run forward, and like I said, that was pleasing second half. It can be very easy just to sit back and, you know, see the game out. But we had the desire, like I said, to get forward, but then also to recover, not stand and just watch who was back there in terms of defending. So that's, you know, it is a benchmark. Said to the players, I know we're not going to win all the games 7-0. But in terms of just an attitude towards the game, that's sort of what we're looking for.
Were you surprised to get Connor Townsend?
Yes. Yeah, there was part of me thinking there's not really much point asking. I guess if ever there's a lesson for me to be learnt is, you know, you might as well ask, can only say no. And, you know, delighted with Connor. You know, I don't know if you've spoke to him yet or will be, but, you know, the impression I got from him was he wouldn't have, or well, what he said to me was he wouldn't have joined any other conference club, but the fact obviously it keeps him around a local area, but he had such a good spell here last time. I think that's, you know, and realistically he's been and earned the right with some good loan spells higher up, you know, and in Scotland as well, that he could have gone higher, but for whatever reason no one's coming for him at the current time. So delighted to get him in, and as you say, he slotted in as though he had been playing with us a lot longer, and that's, you know, testament to the fact that of the quality that he's got.
Ben Tomlinson, what's his situation? He's got one more game, has he?
Yep, he's got one more game to go. You know, I wanted to get him on the pitch to try and get him a goal. Again, he had one where just really unselfish, and I think you know, for me, I'll be telling him just at times be a little bit more selfish in them areas. But that shows, you know, again, what he's in there in the dressing room. He walks in and he's round everyone and congratulating everyone. I couldn't ask for a better attitude from him in terms of, you know, that willingness to be part of a new group.
Are you looking to extend it, Lam?
I've got to have a chat with Martin about that, Martin Allen, and Ben himself, obviously, because, you know, he hasn't started tonight, and I'm not saying that's always going to be the case, but I'm sure there'll be an element of thinking, if I'm going to be on the bench, you know, I'd do that at a League Two club. And for Martin's point of view, he wanted him to come and get games. He's had some. So we'll have to have a chat about that between ourselves and see where we go.
Hearing a rumour you might be in for Cal Wooten at Scunthorpe. Is anything news in that?
It's amazing that I went to watch Scunthorpe this afternoon.
Oh, dear.
Oh. So
news travels.
I can, I've got team sheet up there. You can look at all the players on both teams, and I'll no doubt be in for them all. But no, look, he's a good young striker. I'm not sure he'd even be available, but you know, no, there's no truth in that.